With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's plan to dispatch National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon, is being temporarily blocked by a federal judge. Mr. Trump argues the troops are sorely needed to restore law and order. Senators gearing up for yet another vote on a GOP funding bill to end the government shutdown. President Trump is urging Democrats to do the right thing and approve the stopgap spending bill.
Well, I call them Democrat layoffs. They're causing it. We're ready to go back. You know, we have a record-setting economy. We have a record-setting country. Prices are way down. We're doing better than the country's ever done. And the Democrats hate seeing that. It's up to them. Anybody laid off, that's because of the Democrats.
Today, day six of the government shutdown. The Trump-Gaza peace plan, the subject of today's talks between Israeli and Hamas negotiators in Egypt. The BBC's Hugo Bachega with an update from Jerusalem.
This is the most advanced effort yet to end the two-year war in Gaza. President Trump is ramping up the pressure for a deal to be reached, including on the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The discussions are expected to focus on freeing the remaining hostages, both living and dead, in return for the release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails and a withdrawal of Israeli troops from parts of Gaza. There is huge momentum for progress, but key obstacles remain. They include Israel's demand for Hamas to disarm and for its members to exile, and a guarantee wanted by the group that the war won't resume after the hostages are freed.
Tomorrow marks 2 years since the savage Hamas terror attack that ignited the war. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 81 points higher. The Nasdaq futures up 130 points. S&P futures better by 22. This is SRN News. Christians in communist countries continue facing harassment and persecution.
While Americans enjoy religious freedom, Christians in Vietnam, Cuba, China, and Laos are harassed and oppressed for their faith and witness. Voice of the Martyrs reports that a couple in Vietnam was denied federal medical funding for their daughter because they refused to change Ruth's Christian name and renounce their faith. Meanwhile, pastors in Cuba and China are arrested on false charges to hinder their ministry. George Williams reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a series of cases to be decided during its new term, which begins today. And many of those cases feature a religious or moral component. Justices will be hearing arguments about transgender rights, gay conversion therapy, crisis pregnancy centers, religious rights, and capital punishment. This new term also marks 20 years on the bench for Chief Justice John Roberts. This is SRN News. Stretch of a waterfront trail in the Florida Gulf Coast community of Clearwater is being renamed to honor a wrestling icon.
Clearwater was the home of Hulk Hogan, who died in July following a heart attack. Florida residents and visitors will be able to memorialize the Hulkster by soaking up the sun and getting some reps at a workout station along the causeway that connects Clearwater to Clearwater Beach. And a red and yellow sign has been erected along the trail to honor the wrestler. Jason Walker reporting.
Foster Poultry Farms are calling over 3.8 million pounds of chicken corn dog products after wood was found in the batter. The company based in Livingston, California, received multiple complaints, including reports of at least five injuries. Products made between July 30th, 2024 and August 4th of this year. More details at srnnews.com.